First Family, written by David Baldacci, and read by Ron McClarty. Birthday balloons and submachine guns, elegant forks digging into creamy goodies while toughened fingers coiled around curved metal trigger guards. Gleeful laughter as gifts were unwrapped floated into the air alongside the menacing thump-thump of an arriving chopper's downward prop wash. The facility was officially designated by the Defense Department as Naval Support Facility Thermont, yet most Americans knew it as Camp David. The 130-acre property was rustic and had many outdoor pursuits, including tennis courts, hiking trails, and exactly one practice hole for presidential golfers. The birthday party was in the bowling center. A dozen kids were in attendance, along with appropriate chaperones. The chief chaperone and planner of the event was Jane Cox. It was a role she was accustomed to, because Jane Cox was married to Dan Cox, also known as Wolfman, which made her the First Lady of the United States. It was a role she handled with charm, dignity, and the necessary elements of both humor and cunning. For the record, she bowled a 97 without gutter bumpers while wearing patriotic red, white, and blue bowling shoes. She clamped her shoulder-length brown hair back into a ponytail and carried out the cake herself. She led the singing of Happy Birthday for her niece, Willa Dutton. Willa was small for her age, with dark hair. She was a bit shy, but immensely bright and wonderfully engaging when one got to know her. Though she would never admit it publicly, of course, Willa was Jane's favorite niece. The First Lady didn't eat any cake. Jane was watching her figure, since the rest of the country, and indeed the world, was too. She'd put on a few pounds since entering the White House, and a few pounds after that on the hell on a plane they called the re-election campaign her husband was currently engaged in. As the party continued, Jane would occasionally glance out the window as serious-looking Marines marched by on patrol, weapons at the ready. The Secret Service had, of course, traveled up here with her, but the Navy officially ran Camp David. Security wasn't uppermost in Jane's mind as she watched in delight while Willa blew out the dozen candles on her two-tier cake and then helped hand out slices. Jane moved forward and hugged Willa's mother, Pam Dutton, who was tall and thin with curly red hair. "She looks happy, doesn't she?" said Jane to Pam. "Always happy around her Aunt Jane," replied Pam, patting her sister-in-law's back affectionately. As the two women stepped apart, Pam said, "I can't thank you enough for letting us have the party here. I know it's not, well, it's not the norm, what with Dan, I mean, the president not even being here." Jane smiled. "The law provides for joint ownership of all federal property between the president and the First Lady. And just so you know, I still balance our personal checkbook. Danny's not that good with numbers." Pam said, "It was still very thoughtful. I'm sorry Tuck couldn't make it. He's supposed to be back tomorrow. You know your brother." She shot an anxious glance at Pam. "It'll be okay. Trust me." "Sure, right," the woman said quietly, her gaze on happy Willa. Sean looked at Michelle as they drove along. A brief look, a sizing up glance. If she felt it, she didn't comment. Her gaze stayed straight ahead.
"When'd you meet them?"
she asked. "When I was in protection. Kept in touch. Really nice family."
"It's pretty late to be going over to someone's house."
"It's not my call."
"I thought you were dropping off a birthday present."
"I bought the present after she phoned. I suddenly remembered it was her birthday today."
"Why then?"
"It might have to do with a job for us."
"Your really nice family needs a private investigator?"
And she didn't want to wait. They turned off the winding country road and pulled into the long drive.